Welcome to Freedom of Mind, where there's no filter for self-expression and an open-minded approach on popular culture.
Welcome to Freedom of Mind.
Hey, yo, you already know what it is, man. Hey, fuck all that. Listen, EPA is my brand. Okay, it's 2020, y'all. So EPA is my brand, if y'all don't know. And then now it's going to be Louis, a.k.a. Louis the Heartbreak, a.k.a. the ladies, man.
He got all these nicknames.
It's going to be all that, okay? It's 2020.
Man, you know, you're worse than Sean Combs. You know,
it's a new wave.
That's what I call him now. I've been calling him that for a couple of years now, Sean Combs, because I don't know what the fuck his name is.
Yeah. Sean Combs, who the fuck? Oh, you mean Diddy.
Puff Daddy.
He had more names.
What the fuck his name is, right?
He had more names than anything.
This is your boy, Ray Will. We're going to talk about a little issue going on that's been going on in this country.
Gotta give a motherfucking shout out.
Bro, hold on. Not for the shout out, man. We got to tell everybody the main man, you know what I'm saying, to get everybody mind ready, you know what I'm saying, and you know, set it off.
You're talking about saying? Oh shit.
Well, you know, saying a little police brutality issue, ongoing issue that we've been going through in this country.
Free my brother, man. Free
going
album, man.
Going through the BS.
Free the innocent.
Put us through. People been in denial about it. Them sicking the police on us. You know what I'm saying? That deal. You know what I'm saying? But before we can get into that. Okay, Epa got a little special shout-out. Who's your shout-out?
Melly. Is that how you say this
Melly?
Girl's name? I think it's Melly.
Only, how you spell it? M-E-L-L-I?
I, yeah. It's like got three I's in it.
Melly or Melly?
I'm
sure Melly, it's
like
Melly.
It's something sexy. That's all I know. Because she's something strange. She look exotic.
Hey, man.
She got that one song on the radio, No Hard Feelings.
Yeah, I got to check that out, man. Like I was telling you, I was like,
she's the bop, though.
Yeah, obviously the R&B is changing before our very eyes. Trap and pop got a whole lot to do with it. And all these singers, especially the female singers, they sound alike to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got like that SZA sound or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Or that Tinashe sound.
What?
All of them sound like that to me.
Tinashe is commercialized. That's she has a lot of auto-tune in some of her voices and she doesn't sing like a Summer Walker would sing or a SZA would
that's
sing.
What all them sound like that to me. Like you said, Summer Walker sound like both of them.
She's got a 90s bop to her. She got a 90s vibe to her.
I'm just talking about, I'm just talking about her singing style.
She bringing me back to Brandy. Back to the Brandy days.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Brandy had her own little style. She got her own unique voice.
You gotta listen to her,
like,
man.
There's no Brandy, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's only one Brandy, you know what I'm saying? Like, she got her own voice, homie. She got her own little swag.
You gotta
swag.
Listen to it, man. You gotta listen to her.
Okay, man. But I'm not knocking her. It's just, but I gotta listen to her. I ain't heard her song yet. The Nelly chick, whatever you just said her name was. Felly. I gotta.
Melly.
Melly. Okay, Melly, my Felly. Bad. I gotta check her out, man. I ain't gonna sit up there and just ride her all the way off, you know what I'm saying? I just hope I don't hear the same thing. But anyway, let's get back to business, you know, with the police brutality. Man, I got something for y'all. You know, usually, you know, Ray World's history lesson. But this right here, I'm just going to read some facts. I might mix in a little history, but check this out. We got a lifetime risk of being killed by police, right? The deaths of blacks, men and boys, right? Says, like a 96 rate, and it said the deaths for whites, keep in mind, there's more white people in this country than there are blacks. A lot of people don't know that, especially black people. 39 deaths, right? So we got 96 to 39.
And I bet you all 39 of them were mass shooters. Shoot up public areas, schools, and all that shit.
Doing crazy shit.
Yeah.
Right, and even in those situations, you see a little white boy and he's shooting people up or whatever. He's still alive. Like that boy that shot up that theater, he thought he was Joker. And so that's another thing. A lot of people be forgetting about a lot of this stuff white folks be doing. We know clear as day what black people be doing. We know all our wrongs. You know what I'm saying? The first thing you think when you bring up somebody black that did something wrong, that's the first thing that pop up in your mind. somebody white, you probably won't even think about it. Or you probably don't even know. Right? So let me refresh y'all. With that boy that shot up the theater in Colorado. You know what I'm saying? He walked out clean. You know what I'm saying? I think he went to the nut house. I don't even think he went to jail. I'm not sure. But I think he went to the nut house. Or how about that one little white boy that shot up that church, that black church. Right? And he went and the cop bought him Burger King. Know if y'all remember that.
Wait, what?
The cop bought that boy Burger King after he shot up that church.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me
in South Carolina.
They stopped for number two? In the middle of South Carolina?
I don't know. I think he got a Whopper, man. I think it was a Whopper. Yeah, that was before the Impossible Whopper, too.
That is disrespectful.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what we got going on up in here. You know what I'm saying? You know, the treatment of them. You know, it's just a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? And,
I mean, from my personal experience, I always had bad troubles with the police, man. I mean, some of them are there to, you know, to really help the community, and some of them are just, you know, I said it in one of my raps way back then, man, you just a badge with a gun, you know, you use the badges as your blankets, because they cover you, but if you shoot me, your ass is going under too. Because you a civilian at the end of the day, same shit. You just put on the uniform and you think it's all good to, you know, break the laws that you set out to protect, man.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what they do. And they backed up by the city. They backed up by the government. And they backed up by the white community. Because that's who sent us, they sick them on us. That's how I look at it. You know, like when you want, let's go back with a little bit of history, too.
It goes as far back as Emmett Till. If a white girl tells a story and things like that, you'll have either organized crime or organized police that is from the white crowd, from the Klansmen, from any of those, you know, nations like that. You have them, those organizations, carry out things that is just unlawful, man.
Right. You know, even go back to Tulsa. You know, the story of Tulsa, right? Mm-hmm. The Tulsa riots. And if I'm right about it, totally right about it, that it started something like, pretty much, white people was just hating on black people prospering. Okay, black people had a community. We had banks. We had all these stores. We had businesses, right? Booming, doing our thing. White people hating, what they do, they stick the police on us. And there you go. And then let's go with the other riot in Detroit. Same kind of situation, you know what I'm saying? So we wasn't thriving like that. We were more, a little bit more struggling more, and that's predicament. But still, they hating, got a problem with us, sick the police on us. Watch riots, same story. It's just the same bullshit. And guess what? A lot of white people are the same way. A lot of them are in denial. A lot of them fake funk, act like they pretend like it ain't no problem. And this is what we have today. And we always get this surprise reaction. Oh, my God, I can't believe they did that. Or it must be more to it. No, that's exactly what it is. It's the same cycle because it ain't never been addressed. So let me clarify that stat to y'all. You know what I was saying. You know, it said black men and boys face the highest risk of being killed by police at a rate of 96 out of 100,000 deaths. So it's real serious, y'all. I mean, you know, it's pretty much, you know, you get them dead or alive, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? That whole deal. If they die, they die. Fuck it.
It's a really fucked up situation, man. Things need to get better. There needs to be better laws, man, for the cops that do get arrested after the fact because they found that it was unlawful shooting. There needs to be amendments after the fact. Amend some shit. Fix that constitution that the white man actually signed and made up.
Mm-hmm.
Fix that, exactly shit that shit for all the minority as well. Fix that shit, man. Amend that shit. You know, there should be laws in place. If you unlawfully shoot your weapon, then you need to get locked up, man. I don't care if you had a badge and a gun, man. Mm-hmm. You took your swollen oath to protect people that you're shooting. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. You need at least 10 to 15. You know, you can get out at in 15. You better do all your time served, man, and see how cops feel behind bars.
And then, off duty too, right? Because that one lady that shot that brother, you know what I'm saying, in Texas.
That shit happened in Texas.
And then, you know what I'm saying, the little brother going to sell out and, You know what I'm saying? Being a good boy. You know, they even gave him an award.
She broke into his home, huh?
She broke into his home talking about, oh, she thought it was somebody else's. She thought it was her place, right? Yeah. Girl, you know that, you know damn well, you knew that wasn't your damn place.
She had the black radar. Because as soon as she spotted some chocolate brothers, she started shooting. She said, either we be lovers or I'm going to shoot you under the covers. That's what she said.
Ain't no telling.
Yeah, ain't no telling.
That kind of sound like the Malcolm X movie. Maybe we was just talking about that on our way here. We was talking about how that white chick was telling Malcolm.
She was fine,
though. She said, drop that girl off and come back over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, just bossing him around and shit.
Listen, the white girl was fine. I don't hold that to him. I don't even hold that to Denzel, because you know Denzel, he used to date white women too.
What?
Yeah.
Denzel.
This was Denzel during Ricochet days when he had the mustache.
Man, you don't knock it off, man. He been married since the 80s. What you talking about?
He was doing something on the side. That's all, he's an actor. He can act. Shit up, bro. He can come up to the wife and act like he ain't do shit all day.
Man.
He a good actor that way. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man, he was just playing the part, man. That's a role, homie. He's acting.
He acting like a husband, because I know damn well he was out cheating and doing all that type of mess.
Oh, man, you crazy, shit. Man.
Malcolm X was a good movie, man.
Oh, that's just classic, homie.
We had top five. What do we have for top five black movies?
Well, we definitely had two different top fives.
I had Roots, Color Purple. I had Malcolm X. What else? I had Juice, and then
Juice. Okay, that's my shit.
And then what else? Shit, I said Menace to Society. Yeah.
Shit, top of my head.
That's like off research. The dome. And there's plenty of other movies out there. Like shit,
no doubt, man.
Number six and shit for me personally be Baby Boy. I grew up on Baby
Boy.
That's
my shit. See, that's why it's hard for me because more are gonna be popping up in my head. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit.
But that's why the top five is like, they, whoa, but I forgot, you got to put a Denzel movie in that top five.
That's why I told you.
It's mad difficult, right?
Malcolm X, you know.
Oh, but it is, yeah. It's a Denzel movie. Never mind, Malcolm X. And,
man, it's tough. It's tough, man.
Damn. Shit.
Probably had to throw New Jack City in there, maybe.
I wanted to, but at the end of the day, I was like,
I probably had to get back at you with the top five black movies, but definitely those ones that I just named, man. I think I'm missing like two of them. It's tough, man. You know, I love black movies. Maybe Higher Learning is my shit too. Higher Learning that's my shit. Well, that's probably not a black movie. It's directed by John Singleton, but
it's kind of a who was in that Michael Rappaport too? Remember he was in that skinhead motherfucker. He played the part good.
He was too good, right?
But Cube had that fro. I'm just like, damn, that shit had to go.
You talking about homie? That fit him. You know what I'm saying? Because he was a revolutionary
Cube,
brother on there.
Ice
you know,
Cube
he was an
and Froze,
brother.
Man. He looked like an Ice Cube. He did. He looked like a big old Ice Cube with that fro on his head.
That's all right, man. You know
he
need
to stick to the low fade or something. He had to do that.
He had the throwback look, man. You know what I'm saying? That's how the brothers used to look.
He need to stick to the low fade.
You know the whole
can't be a brother
days.
That snarls,
man,
and have a fro. You got to have a low frame with that.
Leave my brother Cube alone, man. He fit the part, man. Ain't nothing wrong with
good
fro.
I'm just saying.
But you know that's tough, man. But I probably would have to get back at you on that, like I said. But did you say top?
Yeah.
Five black actors.
Yeah.
What you got for black actors?
Oh damn!
What
you put me on the spot.
You put me on the down spot. I mean,
shit.
Shit,
okay. I'm going to have to go Denzel. We got Vivica A. Fox. I want to put Martin Lawrence in there. I want to put Tupac.
Martin Lawrence. Okay. I'm not mad at that. Martin Lawrence. The Martin Show, period. I mean, just that alone. I mean, that's my shit right there. That shit is epic. So, okay.
Tupac, number one.
Okay.
And then, who's the fifth one? Shit.
Okay.
I'm going to have to go we're going to go with Wesley. We're going to go with Wesley.
Okay.
Tonight.
That's.
Yeah.
I fucked with Wesley, you know what I'm saying? No Will Smith?
Ah, shit, Will Smith, man, it's because he's funky white. He's in white movies now. He got white money. He not worried about he can't be put into that category. The only thing black he did was Fresh Prince.
Well, you know, he did Ali.
And Ali, that was right. And then he did Bad Boys. He thought that was gonna give him street cred. I'm like, if you don't get your West Philadelphia,
that shit go hard. You talking about homie that Bad Boy? He go hard.
It does. I love Bad Boys, and Bad Boys 3 is coming out. But
I
just don't put Will Smith. In a movie category that's predominantly black.
He ain't did like enough black movies. You know what I'm saying? Like it would be nice to see Will Smith do like another black movie like he did with Ali. You know,
and
what
ain't
saying?
Nothing wrong with it. I mean, go get your white money. You know, that's good.
Right, you gotta make your bread. You know, yeah. But I mean, come on, man. I mean,
do a Tyler Perry movie or something.
Hey, you know what? Yeah, hey, you fucks with Tyler Perry. I mean, he already did Bad Boys 3. From what I heard, he did Bad Boys 3 at his studio.
Yeah, like
at that big studio. And props to Tyler Perry on that, man. You know, I give him big props for coming up with that studio, man. That's he ahead of his time with that, bro. He got like one of the biggest film studios in the country, man. I mean, that's doing it big time, man. I'm not even mad at the brother.
Wait, you got your top five?
Okay. So, you know, Wesley, yeah, is up there, definitely. I'm Denzel.
He paid his taxes. So
I mean, you got to throw Samuel L. out there, you know what I'm saying?
What?
Well, yeah, man, you're talking about that. Man,
okay,
man,
yeah.
Highest grossing, you know what I'm saying? I probably got to go with Pac.
Yeah,
with Pac. And then, man, it's probably between like a Omar Epps and Lawrence Tate. You know what I'm saying? Like
I ain't knocking.
I'm gonna go with Omar, cause that In Too Deep. That's my shit. Another black movie. I don't know if you want to consider that a black movie. That shit go hard too.
See that me just deep. Naming off the dome. I forgot Eddie. You can't forget Eddie Murphy.
I mean, comedians. Eddie is definitely their top five actor. I mean, he's a good actor. He's a good actor. I love a lot of Eddie Murphy movies, but he's Eddie. When it comes to like comedy and how he opened it up for black people. I'm gonna put him on that comedy because of he got more impact in the comedy scene than he do with to me for particularly for black people for black community than he do with acting but acting too so but it's tough though man you know what I'm saying because I'm really more into like the drama actors you know what I'm saying like I don't think Eddie has done a drama I'm sure he can
wait okay so has Samuel L. Jackson did a drama
man he did everything what you talking about man like yeah he did drama he did.
That's what I'm
Hold on, losing
saying.
Isaiah. Losing Isaiah. What you talking about? He was the shit on there.
Oh, losing Isaiah?
Yeah, that was the shit.
Yeah, but Morgan Freeman had everything under his jacket.
What?
If we talking about, if we talk about, if we put Morgan Freeman ahead of, I think Morgan Freeman can go ahead of Samuel L. Jackson in like a top list.
I mean, you can put Morgan Freeman up there. I'm not mad at that.
Morgan
you know
Freeman
saying?
Is crossover.
He's definitely crossover. Like I said, the last black movie he did was what? Glory?
This brother,
Lean On Me?
This brother played best friends to a con mate, convict in the Shawshank Redemption to that white man. He played best friends with him.
Right.
That was his best buddy.
I mean, he was the only...
He's crossover.
He was the only brother in the whole prison.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and he wasn't scared. Right? He wasn't worried for shit. I'm like, you know, this is a movie. Not to say your brother's supposed to be scared, but like, you around all these white... Come on, man. Like, prison's like... I ain't never been in prison, but I heard prisons is very segregated, man.
He wasn't scared because he knew he was an OG, literally.
I mean,
Morgan Freeman.
All I'm saying is, like, he literally was the only brother on that movie. Like, literally, like
Morgan Freeman is 155. He's been 155 for years.
Long time, man.
Old as shit. When he was Principal Clark in Lean On Me, man.
Yeah, you always like to mimic that shit.
I thought that brother was 60.
Yo,
in that movie.
He looked it.
Yeah, Mr. Sams. You know, like, he was crazy in that movie.
Man.
Shit, if I had a principal like that, I would have been doing good in school.
Straight A student, huh?
Yeah. I get my ass to class. He gonna make me jump off the roof. I said, you smoke crack, don't you? I said, jump then. I was like, damn.
Man.
Yo, when he said that word, expurgated, I thought I was smart as shit.
Expeditiously or?
No, he said expurgated.
He said that too?
I sat there for 3 hours. I grabbed a dictionary book and read through the E's. I said, expurgated. What is he saying? Does these motherfuckers have to come back next year? Do they get expelled from this year or next year? Like, what the hell does that mean? Yeah, it was a dope-ass movie, man. If we want to talk about dope-ass movies, we can talk about, like, how Poetic Justice... and Above the Rim and Juice. That's got to be three of Pac's, like, great. Well, Gang Related was good, too.
That shit was good.
But,
Juice, though, man. Like I said, and I was a kid, but watching Juice, I really thought Tupac was really like that. I'm like, damn, that motherfucker sold me. I really thought he was like, I was like, this motherfucker's crazy as hell. You know what I'm saying?
Scary as fuck. I said, what? How the fuck did he get behind that locker? And, you know, Omar Epps just closing. Right, he's like, yeah. What's up? I was like, right. Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I said, where the fuck did he come from? With that slant in his fro and shit. I'm like, he was, you know, the scariest villain on that shit with the scariest haircut.
It was just how, like...
That looked like a barber's bad day.
How, like, first of all, like, how you gonna betray your crew like that? I thought that was fucked up. You know, you gonna shoot your boy like that. Like, I was like, that's like your brother you shot, right, with Raheem. And then you gonna try to frame your other boys. You know what I'm saying? And then you gonna tell the police. You told the police... That he did, like, that's just foul, man. You know what I'm saying?
It all goes back to
this motherfucker was scandalous. And the way that he portrayed that character, man, like, I was like, damn, this motherfucker must really be like that, man.
The whole point of it is how people imitate movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in that movie, you know, Bishop, he played the character Bishop, but Bishop was always obsessed with Scarface, like the old 1990s Scarface. Mm-hmm. I mean, 1930s. 80.
Oh, 1930s. Oh,
yeah, okay. He was always obsessed with those old suit gangster movies.
Yeah, with that old, yeah, that old.
So he tried to imitate it as best as possible.
Mm-hmm.
He got a crazy ass father that he lived with.
Yeah,
you know. So for all you know, you never knew what this character went through. But it's how people imitate. Like, we can put in that goes to our next topic. Something spicy. 6ix9ine being praised.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's being praised after he imitated the gangster life.
Mm-hmm.
You always test my gangster this, I'm a blood mm-hmm. this and that.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's like, you know, snitching, right? But he's not just telling. He telling everybody favorite food. He giving a little bit more information than he need to. Everybody like, Danielle, hey, sit down, man. You know, like he telling, you know, and it's just, it's crazy because when he gets out, a lot of young kids, man, they're like, yo, it's cool. He kind of gets off with it. He gets off with a pass, you know? Mm-hmm. So that just goes down to any rappers out there, anybody that's looking to be an artist and just you know what to imitate is yourself, man.
Be yourself.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's cool to have like a rap name off of a movie and shit. That's cool. Mm-hmm. You want to be called Tony Rigatoni for all I care.
Mm-hmm.
But just, you know, be yourself, man. There's truth in your rhymes, man.
Glad you brought that up.
With
this boy, man, you know, like being trying to be something that he's not. Got caught up with it, and I guess he's trying to.
I seen that shit from the beginning.
Go back.
I saw that brother. I saw that boy with rainbow hair.
To be the little suspect dork that he was, right?
I said,
go back to that. If that's you, then be you.
He looked suspect from start.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was like, oh hell no. Rainbow hair set off one flag.
Yeah.
The 6ix9ine tattoos. Set off a lot of flags after that.
Right. You know, like I said, in our previous episodes, you know, gang related, you know, like, I don't understand the whole point of, you know, gangs, you know, particularly Bloods and Crips. But I can imagine if I was a leader of a hood, I would not put nobody on who looked like that. I mean, somebody who got rainbow hair, that's just me. I'm like, you look like a little bitch.
They were exploiting this kid, man. They were extorting him. Is the word.
Is that what it was?
They were extorting him. Okay. He had mad money. He was getting mad money from a lot of concerts and all that shit.
So they put him on after they knew
his manager, that he was the on. Whole team, like the whole Treyway clique that he joined up with. Man, they was getting mad money on him. Mm-hmm. You know, but see, that's your fault though. You put mm-hmm. yourself in that fucking predicament at the end of the day.
Mm.
That was your fault. You know, be a dude that was yourself. See, what he was doing was like rap and rock and roll type shit when he first started out. That's why he went to feature with Trippie Redd.
Hmm.
See, he went to feature with Trippie Redd and Trippie Redd put him on because they did kind of that rock and roll rap thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why you gotta switch it up and now you gotta be a blood though? Mm-hmm. Be yourself and there's truth in your lane, man. A lot of people are themselves. Look at how corny Drake is.
Drake is a cornball, homie. And he beat Meek Mill, the street boy.
Stop playing around. Don't say that.
On a beef battle.
You know what I'm saying? Don't put that on Meek.
This boy had all the favors, all in the world. He even got Drake's girl, right? You pointed out.
Nah, listen.
His girl and all that, and still, I mean, he came out with that weak ass diss track. Meek took a W.
Are you serious? It's called championships.
He took a W. Big fat L.
He took Drake and was like, "Nah, you gonna be on my album," and made a hit.
Nah, man.
After Drake dissed him a little bit, he waited. He waited a good old year or two. He's like, "You know how I'm gonna respond? I'm gonna put bread in my fucking pockets. That's how I'm gonna respond."
Man. You could have made more bread with a diss song, man. Look how epic is
they ain't
nothing. Hold on, how epic is Hit 'Em Up? How epic is Ether?
But how epic would it be if you saw...
How epic is No Vaseline?
How epic would it be if you saw Nas and Jay-Z on the same stage performing? You see what I'm saying? If we ever had that time when Pac or Big didn't die, it would be dope to see them two together.
Okay, that's part of hip-hop, man. You know, competition.
It was the most dopest shit when Drake was like...
Beefing is part of it.
Drake said, fuck all the beef shit. He called him out. He like, yo, Meek, come and perform, man. And then that's how you know beef is done.
Stop.
You see what I'm saying? And there's more bread in it, too.
Stop.
I think Meek took a W. I've been saying that since jump.
Nah. I just think you're more of a Meek fan.
Well, I'm from the East Coast, I'm not biased.
You're more of a Meek fan, man. That's you know, I think that's what it more is, you know.
I think Meek is very underrated, man. That's an underdog, man.
You know?
Especially all the things, and that goes back to police brutality, a lot of things that this brother's trying to do now. Mm-hmm. He's trying to reform a lot in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania, because a lot of... He's on probation still. He's been on probation for 10 years.
He's still on probation?
He's been on probation for 10 years. He had that racist judge that he had in his trial. And then, I'm not sure if he's off it now, but I know when he was on it, he was on it for about 10 years. They locked him up for doing something as simple as just smoking weed.
Yeah, stupid bullshit.
Simple as doing a wheelie. Some simple bullshit. You know, this whole prison thing needs to be reformed, man. You know, people that are innocent need to be, you know, kept innocent. You can't be serving time for stupid shit. You know, especially since the justice system puts it in that place. They gonna just send you away for no reason. You know what I'm saying? You a brother out there, and they locked you up for about 3 or 4 years. How you gonna come out and try to get a job application? But you trying to get your life together. Then you got a PO on your ass, always piss testing you, all that shit.
Yeah.
One little slip up, and it's like they take your life away. Mm-hmm. But it's only to the brothers that are really trying out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But they don't never check up on the brothers that are still committing felony after felony. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a fucked up system, man.
Yeah, it is. It ain't for you to prosper, you know. It still keeps you down. It's still keep you under their control, right? So they can keep you all under control, you know, like this rehabilitation. And then, you know, they got to get people who care to help rehabilitate. They claim that they rehabilitating during this soul system. They got the police trying to rehabilitate you. That's not the right people to me to rehabilitate. They need professionals and people who care to do that. You know what I'm saying? In my opinion. So yeah, the system does need to be better. Definitely. And they need to give a fuck. Because I tell you this too. Like, look who we got president.
Oh shit.
I don't care what nobody say. That is the most idiots of idiots. This is the result you got.
Oh, the man with the two hair pieces.
Like,
You talk about Trump.
This nation got to be better.
You talk about Trump
than this. Like this shit is pathetic. Like this dude, he got an IQ of a basketball. Like he like that guy is that's not the brightest.
He's
guy.
He's gonna be out of office soon.
Right,
so
they need to get him out.
You know,
but that's what I'm saying. Like these people need to care about what's going on in this country more. You know what I'm saying? All the people that's responsible for making moves of the government. You know what I'm saying? Because they got a huge influence on what's going on up in here, and but you electing that guy, I mean that's not gonna cut it. You see he's slowly fucking shit up in this country. That's just the bottom line. Yeah, they need to get that guy out of there. So yeah, most definitely, man. And yeah, going back to police brutality, particularly against black folks. I don't know what solution you can think of. And, oh, this is what I wanted to note, too, is that it's been an issue. It's been an ongoing issue. I hear people remark and say, oh, it's an issue now. Or I hear white people saying, oh, this country is being divided and all that. But they really say that about Trump. But I'm like, no, it's been like that. You know what I'm saying? That's like where Rodney King, right? Rodney King, he got his ass beat and a dude filmed it on his own. And it's like, that's the result of technology.
Oh, he came out with one of them big old, RCA video cameras.
Uh-huh.
He Instagrammed that bitch even back then when there was no Instagram. You know, he like, well, I got these motherfuckers now.
Uh-huh. Right.
You know, and the cops were so confused. They were like, "Wait, what? Video camera? Where?" Mm-hmm.
Oh, and
yeah.
I think they threw him in jail. I think they caught him, threw him in jail too. I could remember, right? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and that's fucked up. They was tag teaming his ass for real,
man.
They slapped another buddy in. They was like, yo, let's get him.
If it wasn't for technology, I'm tired. If it wasn't for technology, wouldn't nobody even know about it, right? And then, like I say, people go on their merry way, act like ain't nothing going on. And after they just brutalized the brother. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's some fucked up
right?
shit.
And that's the same way here what we got today. Like we said, we got social media. We got the Instagram, Facebook,
yeah, but
right?
The funny...
We got the smartphones going on, mm-hmm. the camera phones, right? And we got all these podcast shows, you know, all that shit, you know, TMZ and all that, man. And all these media companies, small media companies. And it's just now it's just amplified now. You know what I'm saying? With the technology, with, you know, and just putting it out there.
Definitely
we see it a lot more.
Yeah.
But like just because we see it more, that doesn't mean that it has happened more than ever. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's been happening. So that's all the point that I want to make. Yeah.
Another point with police is y'all got to understand most police officers are either military or they joined from the military fresh mm-hmm. from high school
mm-hmm.
or they were nerds. Fresh from high school, and that's the word is nerds. That's the word I was looking for.
Or they wasn't around black people.
They was bullied like a motherfucker. They was probably fatter than a motherfucker. And as soon as they got their diploma, they like, I'm gonna go to the police academy. I'm gonna get myself mm-hmm. a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Get myself a nice tight uniform.
Man, sound like the autobiography of Zimmerman, man.
Yeah, right. Like the whole tight uniform and shit.
He didn't make the force.
Motherfucker say I'm ready. And as soon as they see somebody colored or minority, they already blasting. They mm-hmm. they see a Mexican, they blasting like it's hot sauce, Tabasco, and everything.
Mm.
You know, like these police officers, there needs to be reform. So what they need to do is better education for these officers. They need better reform, mm-hmm. better classes to teach them about understanding the ways of life, especially outside of the streets, how we all behave in our characters, in our nature. You go into a predominantly blood neighborhood as an officer, stop being scared. You signed up for this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta expect that fucking shit. You expect motherfuckers mm-hmm. with MAC-10s. You expect motherfuckers with Glock 20s.
Mm-hmm.
In the hood, you gotta expect some shit like that.
Right.
You can't just and then
that's the monster that this government created. They created that monster any damn way.
Yeah, like if you don't go in to what you already expected, like why are you a police officer in the first place?
Right.
Why weren't you trained?
I agree with police training during police academy. I also feel like it goes before that. So how about in school? How about teaching kids diversity from the jump and stop lying to them? You know, particularly with the history and the literature. You know what I'm saying? And this is a nation where we do have different races of people, ethnicities from different backgrounds. Y'all need to start teaching, even at the whitest of white schools, even where Kanye live right now, they need to be teaching that in Wyoming. They need to be teaching black history, the correct black history, everywhere.
Most dead.
How about a real Native American history, right? Tell the truth about the Trail of Tears. Tell the truth about the whole bullshit ass Thanksgiving story.
I don't mean no Pocahontas. We talk about the actual, uh-huh. you know, the Navajo Cherokees. Mm-hmm. You know, we talking about that shit. The actual Native Americans to this land. Right. You know,
you know what I'm saying? They need to know that. They need to know the raw truth. You know what I'm saying about what's really going on. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of them act like they clueless or they're naive. They act like they don't know what the fuck is going on. Well, you need to teach them from an early age, okay? And because we all know that y'all start brainwashing them when they kids. Hey, it's all right to disrespect black people. That's okay. You know what I'm saying? No, that's not okay. Teach them otherwise, and then, like you said, they grow up and become cops. When they cops, they already got that mindset, yeah, right? Yeah. So during police academy, yeah, it's good to teach them all that or whatever. But their mind is already set. From the jump, from
this shit is bullshit. This shit is bullshit. There needs to be a lot of things that needs to change. There needs to be reform. And like I said, we're not just gonna get anywhere by sitting and talking about it. You need to go out and what Martin did, because look, it's Black History Month coming up in February. What y'all need to do is go get some, you know, to the listeners out there, y'all need to go get some notes. Is what y'all need to do. Start jotting shit down. You know, I'm not saying, you know, like, don't fight back. I'm saying do it in a smart way. Get shit passed. Go out there with your signs. Go out there with the... Just start something. Start a movement. Let's get some justice for brothers. You know what I'm saying? It's been 25 to 26 years. Biggie and Pac have been killed, allegedly.
And they don't know who did it.
Still don't know.
That's what they're telling us.
But they gonna stop a brother taking his wife to the hospital... And then they shoot him senseless, right? Mm-hmm. I know y'all listeners, I know y'all know the stories that I'm talking about. So, I mean, come on, man. Country needs to do better.
No doubt, man. Okay, man. What did we learn today, man?
I learned shit. Everything I already learned was already truth. You know, like, I learned, though, we as America will see a lot of this shit going on. We just still don't speak up. So I guess this we definitely need this platform to speak up and spark at least the idea. Because if I'm going out, I'm at least sparking an idea, you know? That's all I got to say. And to the listeners out there, listen, if y'all need any type of loving, I'm talking to the girl listeners out there, you know what I'm saying? Louis the ladies' man. We got you. I want y'all to personally email me through IG. IG and what do we got? We got Facebook. We want the Facebook fans to really tune in and let us know what we can do with the podcast. And then also, ladies and men, I should say, you know, if y'all got any advice that you need, you know, I got a little advice column that I can give out and spit something to you, see if you want to listen, man. Younger cats, too, if y'all in high school, y'all need an OG, older guidance, I got y'all. You know, just DM me, and then, you know, every episode I'll make a point to go through your scenario and then, you know, literally talk to you about it, see if I can give you some knowledge to it, you know, give you some advice to get through it, all right? That's to the listeners out there, man.
There it is.
What about you, Ray?
You know, what I learned today is... with that situation with these rappers, man, these young rappers trying to be something that they not, but pressure, it's kind of got, you know, kind of dealing with a little bit of pressure to try to, and you young. So there's things I got to take into consideration, you know, not taking up for that boy snitching on everybody, but he's a kid. He got a whole lot to learn. Be smarter, y'all. Be smarter, definitely.
IG is Freedom of Mind, y'all.
Freedom of Mind Podcast.
DM that. And if y'all DM my personal, it's Epa617. Like I said, Epa's the brand, man. Starting off the new year, man, Epa's the brand, man, because I'm really trying to incorporate that for my uncle that was killed. So
yeah, RIP to your uncle,
man. RIP to Epa, man, a.k.a. Anthony, man. So Epa's my brand, but... You know, for now, man, you know, just, it's going to be Louis on this show. And y'all going to get the best of me for 2020 or the worst of me. So just ride the wave, man. Love all y'all that listen in, man.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Free your fucking mind, man. Freedom of mind.
How does it feel to be free now? Come back for more Freedom of Mind.